Hi, and welcome to another Mansion Inglés podcast from mansioninglés.com, recorded for July 2010. Are you hot? It's really hot here in Valencia. I'm boiling. Estoy asado. How are you? I hope you'll be having a holiday soon, and I hope you'll be practicing your English. Even if you're not going to an English-speaking country, maybe you can find an English-speaking tourist to practice your English with. Intenta, si puedes, practicar inglés este verano con un nativo. Si vas a viajar o hay turistas donde vives, habla con ellos. Speak English. Okay, let's start the podcast with our list of irregular verbs. Vamos a empezar con la lista de verbos irregulares. ¿Qué es el verbo dar en inglés? To give. Escucha y repite. Give, gave, given. What did you give your mum for Christmas? I gave her a new sweater. I've already given you the money. Next is the verb ir, to go. Repeat. Go, went, gone. Again, otra vez. Go, went, gone. I go, you go. He goes. G-O-E-S. She goes. It goes. Did you go to work yesterday? I went home at 8 o'clock. My secretary's gone to lunch. El verbo crecer en inglés is to grow. Repeat. Grow, grew, grown. I grew up in London. Where did you grow up? Look at how you've grown. It's unbelievable. Mira cómo has crecido. No lo puedo creer. Repeat. Look how you've grown. It's unbelievable. Haber or tener is to have. Have or has. Had, had. I have, you have, he has. She has. It has. El verbo have es un verbo principal. I have an iPhone. Yo tengo un iPhone. Y también un verbo auxiliar. I have had a lovely time. Me ha pasado muy bien. Cuando el have tiene función del verbo auxiliar, normalmente está con contracción. I've had a lovely time. I have, I've. He has, he's. It has, it's. Etc. El verbo oír en inglés is to hear. Repeat. Hear, heard, heard. The vowel sounds are ear, hear, and heard. Repeat. Hear, heard, heard. I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Yes, I heard what you said. Have you heard about Samantha? To hide means ocultar. Repeat. Hide, hidden. Again, hide, hidden. Where did you hide the chocolate? I hid the money under the bed. El verbo golpear is to hit. Repeat. Hit. Easy. Así de fácil. Repeat the vowel sound. Repite el sonido vocal. I. Hit. Don't hit the dog. Agarrar or cerebrar is to hold. Repeat. Hold. Held. Hold my hand. The meetings are usually held in Simon's office. Where are the Olympics being held next year? To hurt in Spanish is herir. The vowel sound, el sonido vocal, es er. Repeat. Hurt. Como el verbo hit, el verbo hurt no cambia. Los tres formas son iguales. Repeat. Hurt. Did you hurt yourself? ¿Has hecho daño? Yes, I hurt my leg. I'm sorry if I hurt you. The verb to keep is conservar, guardar, or quedarse con. Repeat. Kept. Keep the change. Quedarse con el cambio. Shh. Can you keep a secret? I've kept a diary, un diario, since I was 11. And finally, the verb to know, saber or conocer. Es raro que lleva una K. A K, porque no se pronuncia. No, K-N-O-W, to know. Repeat, no, new, known. Do you know this word in Spanish? I knew you when you were a child. How long have you known him? El verbo conocer puede ser to meet or to know. La primera vez que conoces a alguien, you meet them. Nice to meet you. After you meet them, you know them. Listen, I've known him for 5 years. I met him in Madrid. I met him 5 years ago. I've known him for a long time. So, to know is conocer a alguien, tenerlo por conocido. But to meet means conocer a alguien por primera vez. Would you rather meet new people or spend time with the ones you already know? Ahora, escucha de nuevo y intenta decir el segundo y tercero forma del verbo antes que lo digo yo. Ready? ¿Listo? Give. Gave. Given. Go. Went. Gone. Grow. Grew. Grown. Have. Had. Had. Hear. Hood. Hood. Hide. Hid. Hidden. Hit. 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 Hold. Held. Held. Hurt. 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 Keep. Kept. Kept. Know. New. Known. The next exercise in the newsletter, El Cuaderno, practiced some irregular verbs in the past tense. Vamos a practicar algunas frases que llevan los verbos irregulares en el pasado. Escucha y repite. We got home late. We got home late. The shop was closed. The shop was closed. We drove to France last summer. We drove to France last summer. I went to a Chinese restaurant yesterday. I went to a Chinese restaurant yesterday. I forgot to phone the doctor. I forgot to phone the doctor. They told us to wait. They told us to wait. I gave you 20 euros. I gave you 20 euros. I had a fantastic time. I had a fantastic time. I grew up in Buenos Aires. I grew up in Buenos Aires. I heard about your problem. I heard about your problem. We had pizza for lunch. We had pizza for lunch. She died in 2003. She died in 2003. How long have you known him? How long have you known him? He's caught a cold. He's caught a cold. I've eaten too much. I've eaten too much. We flew to New York. We flew to New York. The verb get was the subject in the intermediate section this month. Get tiene muchos significados. Por ejemplo, volverse, recibir, empezar, obtener, llegar, traer. Y también con adjetivos para expresar estados. Get tired, get angry, get drunk, etc. Listen and repeat. Where did you get that computer? We get our cheese from the local market. Can you get the phone, please? Your coffee is getting cold. It's getting late. I should go. What time's dinner? I'm getting hungry. I've just got a text message. When did you get married? What time did you get home? Where can I get a taxi? Have you got a pen? Have you got? Tienes? Is more common in British English. Do you have? Is more common in American English. The meaning is the same. Do you have a pen? Have you got a pen? Let's practice some adjectives with get. I'll say the Spanish verb and you say to get and the adjective before I do. Please excuse my bad Spanish pronunciation. Disculpa mi pronunciación tan mala en español. Ready? Listo? Mejorar. To get better. Empeorar. To get worse. Enfermarse. To get sick. Enfadarse. To get angry. Engordar. To get fat. Oscurecer. To get dark. Envejecer. To get old. Enriquecerse. To get rich. Ponerse frío. Enfriarse. To get cold. Mojarse. To get wet. Ponerse nervioso. To get nervous. Mejorar. Ponerse bien. To get well. Disgustarse. To get upset. UPSET. To get upset. Quedarse calvo. To get bald. 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 Calvo. Ponerse contento. To get happy. Agarrar sueño. To get sleepy. Agarrar hambre. To get hungry. Agarrar sed. To get thirsty. Llenarse. To get full. Ponerse caluroso. To get hot. Hacerse tarde. To get late. Enojarse. To get mad. There are also many expressions using get and a past participle. For example, aburrirse is to get bored. Let's practice some. I'll say the Spanish verb and you say to get and the past participle before I do, okay? Vestirse. To get dressed. Preocuparse. To get worried. prepararse. To get ready. Comprometerse. To get engaged. Casarse. To get married. Llenarse de gente. To get crowded. Cansarse. To get tired. Confundirse. To get confused. Emocionarse. To get excited. Deprimirse. To get depressed. Asustarse. To get scared. Terminar. To get finished. Emborracharse. To get drunk. Perderse. To get lost. Aburrirse. To get bored. Moving on to the advanced section, we looked at prefixes, prefijos. Tell me the opposites of the following verbs using prefixes. For example, the opposite of agree is disagree. Ready? Dress. Undress. Like. Dislike. Credit. Discredit. To discredit someone. Connect. Disconnect. Disconnect your mobile phones during the flight. Lock. Cerrar. Unlock. Zip. Unzip. Prove. Probar. Disprove. Qualify. Disqualify. Believe. Disbelieve. Fold. Unfold. Bend. Unbend. Here are some more examples of prefixes. The prefix micro means small. In Spanish you say micro. Microcomputer is a small computer. Microscopes look at small things. Auto means of or by oneself. So if you write an autobiography, it's about your life. If you write a biography, it's about someone else's life. Pro means in favor of. If you are pro-abortion, you are in favor of abortion. If you are a pro-revolutionary, you are in favor of revolution. Pro is the opposite of anti. If you are against the war, you're anti-war. Against abortion, anti-abortion, etc. The prefix post means after. So if you're doing postgraduate studies, you're studying something after you have graduated. Post is the opposite of pre. Post-war, pre-war. Prenatal is before birth, before the baby. Postnatal is after birth. Some women suffer from postnatal depression after they have a baby. Bi means two or twice. Bisexual, for example. Or bicycle. A bicycle has two wheels. Twice a month is bi-monthly. Twice a week is bi-weekly. I subscribe to a bi-monthly podcast. I get one podcast every 2 weeks. Ex means former. Ex-president, ex-wife, ex-boyfriend, etc. The prefix mis, M-I-S, means badly or wrongly. So, if I misunderstand you, I understand you badly or wrongly. To misspell something is to spell it incorrectly. Mono is one or single. A monologue has only one person talking. A dialogue has two or more people. Over is too much. If you oversleep, you sleep too much. If something is overcooked, it is cooked too much. The opposite is under. Underpaid, not paid enough. Overpaid, paid too much. Teachers are often overworked and underpaid. Overcook, undercook. My steak is overcooked. It's completely black. Multi means many. A multinational company does business in many different countries. A multifunction device does many different things. I recently bought a multifunction device for my computer. It's a printer and a scanner and a photocopier all in one. It's a multi-purpose machine. Sub means under. A submarine goes under the water. If something is substandard, it is below an acceptable level or standard. And sub-zero temperatures are below zero. Notice that we say below zero and not under zero. In Alaska, it's 16 degrees below zero. Semi is half. My car is semi-automatic. I can change gears automatically and manually if I want. A semi-detached house is attached on one side to another house and detached on the other side. So it's half attached. Attached on one side only. The prefix re means again or back. If you read something a second time, you reread it. If you charge batteries again, you recharge them. George W. Bush was elected president more than once, so he was re-elected. Well, we can't have everything. In our business section this month, there were two short exercises on business collocations. Listen and repeat. To lay off. Despedir por reducción de plantilla. It's similar to the expression to make someone redundant. Repeat. To lay off. To lay off staff. Ford laid off 2,000 workers yesterday. To close a deal. Llegar a un acuerdo o hacer un trato con alguien. Microsoft closed a deal with Apple last week. To close a deal. To come to the point. Ir al grano. Please come to the point. Would you mind coming to the point? To break off negotiations, to stop talking, stop negotiating. The two companies broke off negotiations. To go bankrupt, I think in Spanish this means quebrar, ir a la quiebra, bancarrota. They went bankrupt last year. They went out of business. They owed millions of dollars. To owe is deber. The annual turnover is the amount of business a company does in a year. It's usually measured in income or sales. What was your annual turnover for 2009? To cease trading is to stop trading, stop doing business. To cease means to stop. They ceased trading when they went bankrupt. A person who chairs a meeting is the person who is in charge of and who controls the meeting. If you draw someone's attention to something, you bring it to their attention so that they notice it. Let me draw your attention to last year's turnover. I'd like to draw your attention to my last email. I want you to look at or think about my last email. The sales figures are the numbers, las cifras, that represent the products that have been sold. Repeat, sales figures. Last month's sales figures. Okay, next month we'll look at 10 more common business collocations. Well, that's it for this month. Thanks for listening. Remember to visit our online shop where you can find our Business English CD, our first certificate CD for the Cambridge FCE exam, our audio CDs, and many more. Just go to the mansioninglaise.com webpage and click on the CDs on the right side of the homepage. You can also follow us on Twitter. Just search for Mansion Twit. And don't forget to join our growing community of nearly 5,000 students and teachers on our Facebook fan page. See you next time. The music in this month's podcast was by Revolution Void. The album was The Politics of Desire, and the track was Outer Orbit. Also by Adult Only, the track was Over Love. And also by Azrak. The track was Below the Arctic Circle. Creative Commons license from Jamendo.com.